to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Yeah! Ooh. Happy Friday, Camel Nation. Nico and Cheyenne recovering a little bit from Luke Bryan, Nate Smith last night.
A little bit is an understatement, and I will be honest, I'm a hurting unit this morning. Did my dad call? That sounds like something my dad would say.
Unit?
Yes. Unit. My dad used to refer to himself as a unit.
Did I catch a unit in there?
Guys, that's where I'm at today. Okay, I'm sorry. No, I'm not. Because you know what? I had a great time
last night. There we go. Don't apologize
but
for your behavior.
But I am on the Struggle Express bus today.
All right, so a quick rundown.
Yeah.
We broadcast from Phoenix Open, 18th hole. And then we saw Nate Smith, Luke Bryan last night. A lot of us indulged pretty heavy.
Yeah.
And, you know, we knew we had to work in the morning.
We did. We knew what we were getting ourselves into.
We chose to put ourselves in that position.
Long story short, I need food now.
First thing Cheyenne said to me when I walked through the door, food.
I don't indulge ever.
Yeah.
I actually, for about the last year, I pretty much stopped drinking heavily.
That's cool.
Right?
Yeah.
I did the opposite last night on an empty stomach. So,
yeah, you got after it.
I did.
Good for you.
But I had a great time. I was there with my best friend and our group of people, and we had a great time.
That's awesome. I also had a great time.
Your wife had a great time.
She got after it.
She did.
Little Miss Brooklyn Dana.
In her bell-bottom jeans and boots and fringe.
She was in Miranda Lambert top to bottom from Boot
yes.
Barn. She was very proud of that. She did
was.
A little retail country therapy. So she's really, really drunk. Like, really drunk. And I was, I don't know, I had like a nice little, like a fun buzz.
Yeah, fun buzz.
I had
buzz.
A fuzz going on.
Yeah.
So by the time we got home, not only were half her clothes like off her body, but she was still wearing her cowboy boots.
And she's my favorite.
She was just fumbling and stumbling everywhere. And it sounded so hilarious to me. Because all I heard was, like, it sounded like somebody was bowling. Like, it was like pins dropping everywhere. It was like, dong, 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 dong. At one point, she dropped her Stanley Cup and she was like,
One day I'll have a husband to see this side of me, to tell it to everybody.
It was so funny. I was even upset that she was being loud as hell.
I love that you just love her so much that even in her drunken, bumbly state, you just love her.
Yeah, she was great.
It's phenomenal.
Great night. We got a lot of content that we still have to like put together for our social media. So if you want to get a head start and follow us, Nico and Cheyenne on Instagram. We talked to Nate. We got a video with him.
Mm-hmm.
We talked to Luke. We got audio with him.
I would just like to say,
play some stuff on the air.
For the record, Nate Smith smells so good for anybody wondering.
Tom Ford.
Yes, Tom Ford.
Tom Ford.
The problem with that
is Tom Ford has about 17,000 different fragrances.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you which one it is, but it is Tom
He's like,
Ford.
It's Tom Ford. I'm like, oh that
great.
Doesn't help us
you
at all.
Tell me which one?
Cool.
Love that.
And then Luke said that he referred to the reefer with me.
Yes.
And I know what it was now. It's my cowboy hat. Because it has that like burned.
Yeah.
Like it has like a burned scent to it still.
It does.
And when I dabbed him up and said hello to him and pulled him in for like a little bro hug, his head was right on top of my cowboy hat.
I love that you just acknowledged dabbing up Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
When I dabbed him up.
That's what we did. We dabbed up.
Hey, teeny popper.
That's a manly thing
that's
to do.
It's a green.
I know, but it sounds like something my kids would say. Dab me up. I know they did. Okay?
I went in for an ever so intimate embrace with Luke Bryan. Does that sound better?
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
All right. We got to get into a show. Stick around. We also have those tickets for you today.
Yeah, we got a couple of pairs because we weren't here yesterday because we were out at the Waste Management Open. So we do got a couple of pairs, about $725 for Lainey Wilson.
All right, stick around for Lainey tickets. All right, Camel Nation, I hope you're recovering as well as we are.
We're going to go get some food.
Terribly.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Teddy's one of these guys that comes to your house when you're having a party, and he just likes to enjoy everything there is to offer.
Oh, okay.
But he's not necessarily the one that like brings the good stuff. You know, there's no like
that guy.
There's no like Teddy special dip.
Ah,
yeah, he's that guy.
I don't like that.
And his buddy Ronnie wants to call him out for it.
Love this.
And he's gonna say, "Hey, if you're coming to my party, you better come with a game changing crowd pleaser."
Oh, I'm here for this call.
Hello.
Hey, is this Teddy?
Yeah. This is Teddy. How can I help you?
Hey, man. My name's Nico from Nico Breaks the News. I have news to break to you, for you.
I'm sorry.
My name's Nico. I break news to people all the time, and you have news from your friend Ronnie.
Oh.
He said you better not show up to a Super Bowl party empty-handed this year. He also went on to say that you should bring a bomb dip of some kind. And you still owe him $60, so he wants that too. That message is from Ronnie. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. I gotta say, like, I bring good treats to parties, so I don't talk about. And
Teddy, according to Ronnie, you do not bring anything. You come empty-handed, and this is a Super Bowl party. So if there's one event to bring, like a bomb dip or something, this is it.
I will, and I know that I owe him some money, but I'm gonna pay him back. You can tell him that.
$60. You can literally pay that off. $1 a day for 60 days straight. I did the math there.
All right, I'll pay him back. Hey, but
Teddy,
I don't have to pay him back because I don't have to, but I will. Okay.
it's Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. We're just giving you the message.
We're just doing the Lord's work letting you know that your snacks apparently suck and you need to pay your friends back.
So Super Bowl is Sunday. You got a couple days to plan it. Okay.
Yeah, I got him. I'll bring some good stuff this time. I get the message, I guess.
He's bringing Twizzlers.
I'm concerned.
He's 100% bringing Twizzlers.
I'm not convinced.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Whatever happened to Steve? Bill.
I mean, they're still around. It depends. I don't know.
Tom. Did you ever meet a six-year-old named Tom?
I've never met a six-year-old named Tom.
You won't, ever. No. I don't think.
Well, because at that point, he still probably goes by Thomas.
Well, and my point is that it's not a cool, trendy name.
No, it's not.
And people are going with cool, trendy names right now.
I like cool-ish names. I prefer old, really established names that just, like, have that. You know, those roots.
Density?
Yeah. They're really thick names.
Like, I want to name my son something dense.
Yeah. I really like them.
Like Hercules.
Okay. That's no.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
He's a great, great person of our mythical past.
Yes, it is.
So you're talking about like old timey names like Theodora.
I love Theodora. I love the name Atticus. I think they're great names. Eleanor, love it.
Eleanor.
Yeah.
The car from Gone in 60 Seconds, by the way.
It is the car from Gone in 60 Seconds, but I love those names.
Atticus, I don't think I've ever met an Atticus before.
I have also not.
There is a famous Atticus, isn't there, Abe?
Isn't Trent Reznor's partner named that?
Possibly. A little Nine Inch Nails action?
Yeah.
You let me violate you.
I don't, actually.
Sorry about that. Also, names that are in style right now are... Wesson. Trigger.
Ew.
Pistol.
No.
Can you imagine calling your kid Pistol?
No, I can't. I absolutely cannot.
Like, I get the nickname Pistol Pete, but, like, just straight up Pistol is his name-o.
Pistol is his name-o.
For short, Piss?
Yeah.
Oh. Touché.
bad name.
That's a terrible name.
But I do like
if you chose
things.
To name your kids that, we're sorry that
what
you
about
made that
Helen?
Choice. Helen is a name that I don't really care for. I will say, I know it's a very older name, but it's not.
Dorothy?
No, I don't really care for that one either.
Okay.
I was trying to find it in me, but I just don't.
And then there's the all eternal Gloria.
Gloria is a beautiful name.
Gloria.
I do like Gloria.
You do not meet a five-year-old Gloria anymore.
No, you don't.
No.
No. My ex-husband wanted to name our son Garth. And I said, I kid you, I'm not even, no part of me is kidding. I said no because I remember I looked at him and I said, I am not being like, this is baby Garth.
I'm sorry,
no.
But there are two of the most amazing people in the world, and they're both named Garth. That's Wayne and Garth. What's his last name?
Garth Algar.
Algar. And of course, Mr. Brooks.
Well, there was almost a Garth Davis, and I was not having it.
You should go with it.
No.
Hey, there's always time.
There's not
there's
time.
There's always time.
No.
Okay.
I'm not here.
The baby maker's still there.
Hey, no, maybe, I don't know.
Welcome, baby Garth.
But we just went over like all these names that are names that we really like. They come and they go. But what I find really interesting is I found a list of names that are millennial names that are going out of style. So names that like we grew up with.
Number one, I hate that names are a style.
I know.
Stop
They're,
it, people.
They get popular. They come
Stop
and
it.
Go.
Name your kid Nico, Cheyenne, and Abe.
You're welcome.
There you go.
You're welcome.
All right, we're going to go over that list next.
Yeah. It's really interesting to grow up and watch these, like, styles for what they are come and go, especially when it comes to names.
Yeah.
Right?
Names, obviously, once were a historical thing, what you would pass down traditionally, like, okay, you're George
the third,
number two,
the
you're
second,
George number three.
Yeah.
I mean, King, Louis, the 14th.
Yeah.
They went on and on.
That's
and
not
on
a thing anymore, which makes me kind of sad.
Yeah.
Because I think it should be a thing still.
Absolutely.
But it's not. And now names just, they just kind of come and go.
They're a style.
But we're at the age as, you know, adults in our mid 40s and mid 30s where we're seeing things that we knew and loved, quote unquote, go out of style.
Vanishing, yeah.
Yeah. So there are millennial names that are no longer cool. So if you are one of these names,
you're not cool.
You're not cool, according to this list, okay? First up on the list is Kelsey.
Oh.
Kelsey.
Miss Ballerini's not happy about that
one. Yeah, she can't be happy about it. Followed by Kelsey is Kendra. And then Alexis. Okay, I went to school with girls that all had all of these names. These are not new.
Fun sidebar.
Yeah.
My son, we own Alexis, the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
My son, till this day, thinks that the brand name is Alexis. Because
That's
every time
so
he would
cute.
See one, he would go, Dad, there's Alexis.
That is the cutest thing I've heard all day.
He still calls Lexus's Alexis.
Alexis.
It's amazing.
Hey, I'm here for that.
Okay,
he's going to keep the name around and thriving. Also, Katie is going out of style. And Chelsea. These are all very, very common names.
Yeah, Katie is actually a deep name when you do the Catherine route.
Yeah, when you go well.
Yeah.
Interesting that you say that because Catherine is also on this list.
Aye!
Mm-hmm.
You guys can't catch a break.
Boy names. Edward is no longer cool.
Oh, dang.
Neither is Philip.
My best friend's name is Eddie.
It's Eddie? I have a friend named Eddie. I like Eddie. I think Eddie's adorable.
I love Eddie. They're always fast and loose, those Eddies.
They are.
If you're an Eddie.
You know what, though? They are.
You probably are either missing
wild
a digit on your hand, which Eddie is, or you've been to jail.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
For sure. Aaron is also on this list, along with Taylor and Andy. And like I said,
Andy! I
went to school with people with these names.
Andy's coming!
I don't know.
You know what that's from? Toy Story?
Oh, that. Okay, yes, I do. Sorry.
When they'd all...
I wasn't
they'd
there.
They'd all just fall on the floor.
I wasn't there with you for that.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I like these names. I like traditional names like this. I did grow up. Not once grew up. I grew up with a pair of twin boys.
Uh-huh.
And their names were... Ready for this?
Yes.
Lamangelo and Arangelo.
Oh,
when
first of all, amazing names.
When you spell out Lamangelo and Arangelo, it's lemon jello and orange jello.
Shut your mouth.
Not kidding. Their parents named them after jello flavorings. It was wild.
That's the coolest thing I've heard all day. Yeah. Kudos to them.
The substitute teachers would not like slide the Arangelo and Lamangelo, so
no.
They would always be like, lemon jello. Orange Jello.
It's like that guy who's like Balake.
Balake.
Hey, Aaron.
Did you mean Blake, sir?
No, I meant Balake. It's spelled Balake.
It's spelled Balake, Blake. Balake. So, yesterday at the Open, we were broadcasting live from the...
So much fun.
1937 Club.
Yeah.
We had a bunch of fun guests on the air. One in particular that Cheyenne showed some interest in. And he was our waiter, Brock.
He was our waiter, Brock. He was phenomenal. Also, very...
Very attentive.
Very attentive.
Yeah, you can imagine him, like, as a partner in life. Oh. And he'd be like, what else can I get you, Miss Cheyenne?
I'll
I feel like he'd be like, Miss Cheyenne to you.
That would be really uncomfortable for me. But no, he was really great. He got us what we needed, and he was wonderful.
And what else, Cheyenne?
Yeah, he was wonderful.
Okay, so she's not going to tell you, but I am. So we're sitting down. We had some food. We had some drinks. Brock was very attentive, like I said.
Yeah.
Fantastic guy. He went on the air with us for a little bit, gave us a little insight into the Brock world.
He did really well. I was really impressed with his, like, you know, self-confidence
going on air. He was great.
Yeah.
He was absolutely great. And then... We're about to leave and say goodbye to Brock.
Yes.
Which, by the way, his name was Brock.
He was.
How cool is that?
He is very attractive. He's a very attractive human.
So, out of left field, since she's not going to tell you, I'll tell you. Cheyenne says, hey, this is my phone number. Why don't you, not even what happened. Why don't you hit me up later?
If you're going to tell the story, I'll tell it right.
What time? She goes, what time do you get off work?
That's also not how the story goes.
How did it start?
Guys, I don't have game. This was the most game thing I've ever done in my life.
Yes.
Nico looks at Brock and he goes, hey, man, what's your Venmo so I can send you a tip?
Yes, I did.
And then I go, you can give him your Venmo or you can give me your phone number. And then Brock goes, well, why can't I have both? I said, great question. And he hands me his phone, and I put my number in his phone.
Boom!
And then I go, so what time do you get off? And he goes, 6. I said, sounds like you need plans later. And he goes, I actually do. And I said, cool, text me.
It was the greatest exchange.
It was.
Ever.
I don't know who was in my body.
I don't know who you were either.
I don't. I remember. It's like, I kind of feel like I blacked out. I remember it, but I feel like I blacked out. And I looked at Abe.
Yeah.
And Abe's face was like, what?
I was, hell just happened? As my wife would say, I was flabbergasted.
Yeah.
I was like, did she just run game like that on Brock?
I don't know who I was in that moment, but
it
worked out.
Incredible.
Because guess what? He texted me yesterday.
Yay!
Hey!
So are you guys going to hang out tomorrow? Today? After the show? Are you getting used to Brock?
No, I don't think so. I would assume he's probably working through Sunday.
Well, you don't have to kiss and tell, okay?
I will.
Okay. Sounds good. Makes for a better story.
I will be so proud of myself.
Camelation. Stay tuned to find out the saga of Brock and Cheyenne.
It's probably not going to be anything, but he was adorable, so.
He was very cool.
I'm here to rob the cradle.
I will see him tomorrow because I am broadcasting from the same exact spot in the 1937 Club on the 18th hole.
You want to know what's crazy?
I'll
about
let you
that
know.
Is that, oh man, all of a sudden I feel like I need to be at 1937 tomorrow.
You are welcome to come.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Our bosses are always telling us that the honeymoon's going to be over soon.
Which I think is rude. I want to live in the honeymoon phase.
I love the honeymoon.
All the time.
Makes me happy to go to work every morning.
Yeah,
I see my beautiful new radio bride and I go, good morning, my beautiful little radio bride.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
I'm excited to see you every morning.
I'm excited to see you every morning.
I hope that never wears off.
I know.
All right, get a studio. Okay.
Our bosses think it's going to wear off.
Well.
And unfortunately, it may wear off, which is what happened with my old co-host on the radio.
Oh, boy.
Things got a little tumultuous.
Which is never good. Like, that's never a good place to be in.
It was weird because I didn't change at all, in my opinion. I feel like I was the same person the whole way through. It's not like I was, you know, trying to sell you a beautiful bouquet of flowers, and I turned out to be dandelions.
Right.
I was always a beautiful bouquet of flowers.
That's a really good thing.
Unfortunately, she became the dog that was peeing on your beautiful bouquet of flowers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man, she was mean. She was real mean. I used to listen to how she would talk to her husband on the phone, and she would rip into this guy and use curse words that I would never even use to my, like, worst enemy.
In front of people?
In front of me.
That's the thing that I cannot do. I will lose all respect for a spouse, male or female, if you have no problem talking trash to, about, or talking badly to your spouse.
Yeah, that's like a bad sign.
If you were
right
sitting here talking about your wife terribly to me, we would have issues.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
It's not a good sign.
Yeah, no.
So the signs were all there.
Yeah, she's but a red flag.
We were doing well on the radio, so I was kind of like eating it.
Right.
And then she started becoming very disrespectful to me. And at that point, like, it was driving me crazy.
Ooh.
And our bosses started noticing. They were like, whoa, like, you seem like not very happy right
on
now.
Edge.
And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I don't want to rat on anybody. I'm not that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of, like I said, I kind of swallowed it and went through the paces. Eventually, she ended up having like a mental breakdown or something. That made her remove herself from the show, which then left me in bad standings with her husband.
Oh.
Who I was friends with her husband back in the day.
Yeah.
Honest to God, he was an employee of a radio station that I used to work at in New York City. And we were great friends. So when I moved down here to work with his wife, we were all psyched. We're like, yeah, this is great. We're all
going
to hang out.
Oh, that should have been the match made in heaven.
Our families are going to be great. And then she turned out to be a less than fun person to work with.
That's unfortunate.
Let's politically put it that way.
Yeah.
Which obviously ruined my relationship with this guy. So I hadn't talked to him in years. It's been 5 years since I've spoken to him or her or anybody.
Right.
And then we posted our announcement about our show. And I don't know if he was jazzed about it. I blocked him. I blocked her from social media. I haven't spoken to either one of them because they were very toxic to me. And that's just what I do. I just cut you out of my life so I don't have to be reminded of you.
Right. And which is a really healthy thing.
He liked the photo of us announcing that we were going to be a show together.
I love that.
Yeah. So this got me thinking. I'm like, man, can I be cool with this guy again?
Can you reconcile? Are you thinking of reconciling?
And the only reason I'm thinking about reconciling is because they split up about 6 to 10 months ago.
Mm.
And the reason I know this is because we have the same barber.
Ah, you're getting the tea at the barbershop.
Yeah, so we had that barbershop conversation. And he was like, hey, FYI, your buddy is single again. And I was like, oh, really? I have an opportunity with him now?
The way that boys' relationships work is fascinating to me.
So I'm thinking, hey, I never had an issue with him. He's always been great. He even called me during the process. He was like, bro, I'm sorry. I wish this would work. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what's going on in my own relationship. So
That's a hard place to be in.
So I'm thinking about hitting him up and be like, yo, man.
Are you going to reach out?
I'm sorry everything went down the way it did.
Yeah.
And I wish I could have like explained myself or what I was going through. But unfortunately, you were tied to the enemy.
Right.
So I could not. But I think I might. Yeah, I think I am.
I think I'm going to love this for you. I really do.
I don't like bad juju in the air in the karma field.
Yeah, you definitely don't want that. But I love that this is something that you're thinking about doing. Reconciliation is such a weight. Like, it's a weight that gets lifted off your shoulders.
Yeah, and just talking about it, even though we haven't yet, it makes me feel a little bit better.
I love that.
So
I'm here for it.
I'll keep you guys updated.
We should bring him in here. We should just have a reconciliation in person.
I think so. I'll invite him to lunch.
You should! Oh, I love it!
I feel like I'm dating somebody. Talking about taxes!
Talk taxes to me.
Taxes are sexy.
Are they? I think what you think taxes are and what I think taxes are two different things.
You know what's wild when you think about it?
Huh.
I know more CPAs or people that do taxes or accountants for that matter than fast food workers.
1,000% yes, I would agree with that.
Right?
Like, I know a lot of CPAs.
It's crazy. We never think about how important these people are until this time of year, right here, folks.
And Abe has two of them in his life. Direct relatives.
So, yeah, April 15th is the deadline. Obviously, we got a couple months before that, but I like to get on track every tax season with what's new in the world of taxes. What can I legally do to get
I like to know how to get my money back.
A big check back.
What can I write off?
Yeah.
What can I do? Because I need my money back.
Exactly. Back in the day when you were, actually, whether you were W-2 or 1099, if you made a tax-deductible expense, you could get that money back.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go in with receipt after receipt after receipt. He'd be like, oh, what'd you spend on tolls? And like automotive maintenance, I'd go, here you go. Oh, gas, here you go. Everything was tax-deductible. Food and drink. I would exempt like $20,000 because it was a business expense. Mm-hmm. It was either a meeting or we'd talk about like DJing. We'd be like, yo, hey,
yeah.
Well, where are you DJing this month? And technically, you're talking about work. It's a work dinner.
When my mom owned a salon back in Washington State before she moved here, she would literally go on a weekend trip to Seattle.
Yeah.
And she would go to one store for 20 minutes and buy one thing
the
for work.
Trip.
The whole trip's a write-off.
Right off.
It's not the same anymore.
Hey, it's like that commercial. Well, isn't it a write-off? What's a write-off? What are you talking about?
You write it off.
So, yeah, you used to be able to get away with a lot of that.
Yeah.
And then it turned into you needed a 1099, which meant you're making income for the amount of money that you're expensing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you couldn't show that income coming directly from the expenses, I know this is really nerdy, sexy talk right now.
I am so ready to go talk to my CPA.
Cheyenne's seat is getting warmer as we speak. What I'm saying is it differs every year. So I thought, who better to call than accountant to the stars, Joey Pronesti, Brooklyn's finest accountant.
Brooklyn's finest.
He was my accountant for a long time.
Yeah.
And let's just say he made it pleasurable to do your taxes because he knew where to pinch. Where to pull, where to squeeze.
That's a good kind of tax guy to have.
Yeah. I don't want to get anybody in trouble, so I will just say
he is straight-laced.
He's very professional.
Yes.
Very professional. So we're going to give him a call and find out if there's anything new in the tax code that we need to look out for, if there is an advantage to doing one thing one way or the other.
Yeah.
Let's give him a call next. It's that time of year. Tax season is upon us. You have until April 15th. That's the deadline to file for your taxes.
My taxes are almost done.
Okay.
I'm literally just waiting on my stupid tax paper from like my HSA.
Okay.
That's the only thing I'm waiting on.
Well, you're almost squared up.
I know.
In Uncle Joe Pronesti, the best tax accountant from Brooklyn, words, great job, Cheyenne.
Hey, thanks.
Should we call him right now?
Uncle Joe Pronesti?
Yeah.
For sure.
He's going to give us some good tax advice, some scams to be aware of, and it's going to be tax talk.
Good morning, Joe Pronesti speaking.
Good morning, Joe Pronesti. It's Nico.
Hey, Mr. Nico.
It's Cheyenne.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cheyenne. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very good. Very good.
We need your expertise. We are talking taxes. It's tax season. As of right now, you are allowed to submit your taxes for a refund. It does take a couple weeks, just an FYI. But Uncle Joe Pronesti can help you expedite that process swiftly.
As swiftly as I can, without a doubt.
All right. So what are you seeing? I want to know, you know, what the new statuses for taxes, because I know it varies from year to year. Sometimes you can expense almost everything. Sometimes you can't expense anything. Is there anything different this year that we need to look out for?
All right. So the main thing is nothing much has changed. It is still the Trump tax cuts back from 2017, which are set to expire at the end of 2025. So for a lot of people, we're looking at very little work-related expenses, if any, can be deducted any longer on Schedule A. Especially that impacts a lot of the W-2 employees.
There was a rumor, Uncle Joe, that Donald Trump was going to get rid of income tax altogether and just charge more for the tariffs for our incoming imports. Is that something that is realistic, or is that like... was that just something he was like tossing around? Like, he likes to toss around like crazy stuff that.
So listen, as far as eliminating income tax, people have been saying for years, we're going to eliminate the income tax. That's very hard to do. it might be able to get lowered. Will tariffs create so much revenue that we no longer need an income tax? There's too much revenue being generated by income taxes. The tariff is just going to be an additional income coming in. Could they lower tax brackets? Yes. Do I foresee a future where we never have an income tax? I'm sorry to say, I don't think so.
Uncle Joe, we need to get to some fun stuff. What's the craziest thing someone trying to write off to you, seriously, straight to your face?
I had a client come in at one time. He was a real estate sales agent in New York. Uh-huh. And we're going through his stuff, and with a straight face, and he was 100% committed to the idea. He was going to purchase a helicopter.
Oh.
And he was his point was, well, I'm going to take clients and, you know, fly them around the city. So I had to stop him. Like, you're going to fly them around the city? I told him he could barely drive. Never mind flying a helicopter. And I said, why would you fly them around the city? Well, I want them to see the top of buildings.
Yeah.
Oh, you know,
it's a business expense.
You know, yeah. I can understand that, you know. There were two problems with that assumption that he really wanted to push. One, the money he was generating every year in commissions couldn't buy the gas to be put into the helicopter.
That's a problem.
Okay.
And two, he was in the business of really selling co-op or condominium units. So he was flying over buildings of people not caring what the roof of a 30-story building looked like. that quickly went south with me, telling him, absolutely not, don't even think about it. But till this day, I'm still not sure if he was 100% serious. I think he was.
Hey, buddy, why don't you just try getting a drone? You'd be good to go.
Yeah, great plan.
Without a doubt.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Camel Nation, Uncle Joe Pernesti, Brooklyn's finest accountant. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, guys. Be well. I'll speak to you guys soon. Anything you need, obviously, you know where to reach me.
We appreciate you
so much.
Nico and Cheyenne, morning, y'all.
Morning.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling.
We're recovering.
We're in definite recovery mode right now.
Cheyenne went 100 million miles an hour last night at Luke Bryan.
Yeah, I messed up. I did. Did I, though?
You said you had a great time. Yeah.
I did have a really good time. So, I got to hang out with like all my best friends in one night. It was amazing.
And we got to hang out with Luke Bryan.
I know.
So he played in the Pro-Am on Wednesday, and he talked about the Phoenix Open and how much he loves coming down here and playing some golf.
Some desert golf, to be exact.
Exactly.
What was funny is, like I said, I'd hit the golf ball pretty good all day. I certainly hadn't. Like had any bad shots, and my first bad one was on 16. But it wasn't because of nerves. I just kind of missed the ball. But yeah. I was pretty calm on the tee.
Have you played this one before?
First time ever. Yeah, I hadn't played this event or played the course mm-hmm. ever before.
What do you think of the course overall?
Oh, it's just beautiful. I mean, like I said, there's a reason why there's so many great golf courses out here, because desert golf is just really, really special. And that course was amazing. The greens were super fast and mm-hmm. and just beautiful being in the desert out here playing.
Yeah. The good news is when you hit your shot on 16, everybody turned off their cell phones. Nobody recorded it. There's no evidence.
You saw after he hit that, he was like pretty embarrassed by it.
He was. But it was interesting talking to him about golf here, because I've been really blessed to play golf in other places. Yeah. And he did bring up a couple of times desert golf.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize this until he said it, because I've never thought about it. But desert golf, you either have to hit it in the fairway and straight, or you are golfing out of sand, dirt, and rocks.
The desert.
I didn't think about it until yesterday.
Yeah.
And it kind of like opened my eyes to every golf course I've ever played here.
Wow.
And he's so accurate.
I am very versed in desert golf, because I am always playing from said desert.
I mean, same, but I didn't think about it until yesterday.
Yeah, man. That's the thing, is a traditional golf course, like, you have to play from rough, which normally is some type of high vegetation.
Right.
Here, there's no high vegetation. There are a couple courses out here that have that feature, but for the most part, it's called target golf.
Mm-hmm.
You have to play, like, very specific aiming, and yeah, he nailed it. It's tough, man.
Yeah.
And it's fun. TPC Scottsdale Stadium course, no slouch.
None.
That's a tough one right there. All right, we're going to come back. We're talking to Nate Smith. We talked to Luke Bryan some more. And it's all coming up on the show. Stick around.
Super Bowl. Fun story. I was in Detroit, Michigan, and Michael Irving was at the Super Bowl party, and he was like, Super Bowl. And he kept saying it, even though his team was not even close to being in the Super Bowl. I digress.
Yeah.
My teams are not in it. I don't really care.
Okay.
There are a lot of Kansasians here. Is that
Kansasians?
Kansasians. I don't know.
A lot of people from Kansas City.
Okay.
There we go.
And there's the Philly. There's a lot of Philly goons here.
A lot of Philly people here. Yeah.
So there is a vested interest here in the Valley. But I don't know about Super Bowl parties. I'm kind of like, whatever. I don't care.
I haven't been invited to a single Super Bowl party. And not that I haven't.
Poor thing.
That sounds really like dramatic, but it's just because like my friends aren't doing anything because nobody cares.
Yeah.
Like there's one person I know out of everybody that I know right now that is excited for Super Bowl who is doing something on Super Bowl and has plans. And that's Joey Boy from The Morning Mess.
What's he doing?
I don't know what he's doing, but he was very specific to tell me that he was doing something on Super Bowl because it mattered to him.
That is super vague. We're going to have to find out more details.
I need to know what he's doing.
Crash his playa.
Crash it. Yeah.
All right. So apparently, if you want to go to the Super Bowl this year, it's a little bit cheaper.
I did see that. Ticket prices are like falling.
I mean, being that the game is this Sunday.
Yeah.
If you can make a move and get a ticket, which is probably going to be tough to do to get to New Orleans or drive. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do at this point? The ticket prices for the game itself are dropping dramatically.
I saw a ticket yesterday.
They're panic selling right now.
Yeah. $4,000 for a ticket is cheap for this game.
I want to throw up that $4,000 is cheap for a ticket to an event.
I know.
Blah.
But it's the biggest game of the year, Nico.
Yeah, I ain't that. I don't know.
I wouldn't pay $150.
If the Detroit Lions were in the Super Bowl, I'm paying $4,000.
Would you really?
100%. They haven't gone to the Super Bowl.
Ever?
No, they won the championship before it was a Super Bowl. So they're technically, they've never won the Super Bowl. So
That's wild. They've never won, but have they been?
No, never.
Wow.
So what we need to do is throw a party, us threesome, unless Abe's holding out on a party he's not inviting us to. He's very quiet over there.
Yeah.
I mean, the Super Bowl is a holiday for me. I don't care.
So yes is the answer. He's got plans and not inviting us. And that's just rude.
You guys have high standards and I don't think I can meet them. So
what? Hold on. What?
What gave you the impression because I told you about the foie gras caviar dish that I was preparing for Super Bowl? What gave you the impression?
This conversation is more of like an overall thing that I've gleaned from y'all over the last.
What do you think I expect from a Super Bowl party?
Judgment
I'm just on my parties
City.
In general.
Judgment City happening.
Yeah.
Judgment City.
I don't want to be responsible for anybody's letdown. That's all.
Abraham.
Are you afraid
if you're there, we'll never be let down.
We will come in and be let down. Yeah, we'll be let down.
Yeah, pretty much.
No. No. Yeah. Abraham.
I need to change his outlook on us. This is really depressing.
Abra Baba.
I mean, if you guys really want to come, just keep your expectations in check.
Leave your expectations at the door. By the way, here's some Cheese Whiz and some Ritz crackers.
I love Cheese Riz and Ritz crackers.
Cheese Riz.
Last night was so fun.
I had a blast.
Coors Light Bird's Nest. Not only was it fun because my wife got wasted.
Do you love wasted Brooklyn, Dana?
I like her having fun.
I love that.
So I don't want her to see her stress ever. And unfortunately, lately, the whole shift in my schedule has kind of put a lot more stress on her with our kid.
Yeah.
Not to go too crazy, but last night she let off a lot of steam.
I am really glad to hear that because I know that it's been a struggle.
Yeah.
I appreciate her because she's allowing you to be here with me and, you know, she's accepting the changes.
Yeah.
But I am glad that she got to let off that steam.
Absolutely. And you let off.
I didn't
some
have
steam
really
too.
Steam to let off. I just let loose. I just kind of let my freak flag fly.
Love it. So we got a chance to talk to not only Luke Bryan, but also the opener, Nate Smith, who's a pretty interesting guy.
He's a character.
I love him. And we kicked off the conversation with the little tattoo talk. Which
we
he's
did.
Got some brand new ink that you pointed out.
Yeah, he's had it for a while.
It is 100% a blister.
Yeah.
I thought about just like, I was using a socket wrench and I got it pinched and I was like, that's going to look cool.
His son 100% thought it was a tattoo.
He thought it was a tattoo. He's like, Dad, why did you get a dot tattoo? I was like, son, all the cool rock stars get dot tattoos.
Like Nate.
Like Nate.
I don't have one, you know?
You don't have a dot one. Yeah. The last time we saw you, though, you just had gotten a new one.
Which one?
I think it's the eagle on your forehead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how's that going?
It's a staple now.
Yeah, I like it.
Damn thing. It's my favorite tattoo for sure.
It's healed really nice.
It has.
That looks great.
Great and everything. I think, so what came with this one was I was in Australia, and this guy was like, what have you been doing all week? I'm like, I'm trying to, you know, deal with the jet lag and stuff like that. And he was like, man, you gotta get out of your hotel room. He's like, you gotta live, don't exist. You know, and I was like, live, don't exist. And like, there we go. So that's a life motto there.
Woo! Know? I don't might exist. Steal that.
Live, don't exist.
No.
When I finish.
Yeah. No. You can't steal it. Motto,
I might kind of steal that and put that on my arm. I like that.
It just means to be mindful.
Yeah, I love that.
And not be afraid to like do things that are uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm starting to kind of step into that again, you know, and get my confidence back. And,
I like that.
You
know? That's so cool. He took something random that some guy just said to him in Australia and tattooed it on his body.
It really just kind of resonated with him. But truly, the last time I saw him, it was still healing.
Yeah.
It had not, like, the scabs were still there.
It's a cool tattoo.
It's beautiful. The artwork was so well done.
I'm glad the Australian didn't say something else that was vulgar.
Same.
In Australian.
Because he might have tattooed that too, to be honest.
So we got to chatting about social media, and here's what he said.
Now that you've really blown up and you're, you know, on tours and you're traveling, are you running your social media still? Like, is your Instagram on your phone and you're running it, or are you having other people do it for
it's
you?
It's all of us. It's all
of us. I love that.
Yeah, so
It takes a village.
It takes a village. I mean, every day could be me, it could be my management company, it could be my label, but one of us is on it every single day, and, you know, I'm very, very, very involved in everything.
So. Do you doom scroll?
I do, yeah. And sometimes the funniest things come up. Like, I'd have to think about an example. And I have a really like wild one. It's just insane.
I love doing.
Does your algorithm know you?
It's starting to, yeah. So
I feel like my algorithm thinks I'm like an 18-year-old boy that's like,
oh really?
Just getting into the world of like women. I'm like, what's happening right now? I like golf.
It's like an instructional
video. That's a you problem. Stop liking girls. No,
I'm not liking it. I'm not liking it. I promise.
Here's a banana. This is how you insert a coin. or baby carrot, maybe.
It's not my fault, I promise.
The best part was you hear Drew in the background go,
it's funny. Drew Blando, he's also a character.
We got a little childish with Naismith. That was fun. Cheyenne, remember how you felt last night when Luke Bryan was on stage?
Oh, yeah. Living my best life, for sure.
Pretty wasted.
I didn't get pretty wasted until after I left.
Oh.
That's the problem.
Beautiful move.
It was a move.
I plan on doing that exact same thing in about 2 hours.
I'm excited for you because I know how much you look forward to Friends Day.
I love it.
At Waste Management, which is when it's not an official day for Waste Management, but it's an official day for you and your friends.
My personal group gathering.
Yeah.
Friday Friends Day at the Open. We're going to start at the Fairmont Scottsdale Princess Hotel setup, which is very elite. I honestly feel uncomfortable being there. Because I'm a little too rough around the edges for these people that show up to this thing. Because they're like, you know, very, very well put together people. Me, not so much. So I plan on ruining everyone's time there. And then I plan on moving onto the 16th hole.
Oh, that's going to be rowdy. But yeah. I'm excited for you. That's going to be a lot of fun.
We're going to gather up there and experience it like it is proper. Because as you remember, for the Pro-Am, I had to leave early.
You did.
I didn't go over to the 16th hole for the Shot of Glory.
It is a lot tamer this year than it was last year.
I'm not going to lie. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I was too.
As a like 46-year-old dad of a 7-year-old, I'm like, yeah, how wild does it need to get?
I don't need it to be wild and crazy.
And then we're probably going to wrap it up around 4 or 5 o'clock and head home and be responsible parents after that.
I love that. So you're going to nap. I love that.
Yeah. My Friday's going to end very soon.
Chicken nuggets and mac and cheese for dinner and dad on the couch.
Perfect. What are your Friday night plans?
I am going to Nickelback.
Nickelback.
You guys, I need you to understand something. I love country music.
Yeah.
I love country music.
No question about it.
No questions. But I love rock music and I love Nickelback. I'm a Nickelback junkie.
Yes.
So, and I have not seen them live since 2010, I believe. So the amount of excitement that I have for tonight is insane.
It's off the charts.
I can't even explain it to you. I'm so excited.
I don't mean to feel like this, but tickets are still available for this, which is wild to me.
Which I don't understand.
Because when are you ever going to see Nickelback? It's not like they wrote new songs that people are going to care about.
What's
no offense, Nickelback.
Is Nickelback tours all the time.
Do they really?
The thing about Nickelback, I just had this conversation with one of the Thunderbirds the other day. People want to hate on Nickelback because for whatever reason, it's a cool thing to do.
Yeah, it is a cool thing to do. Everyone kind of piled on.
Silently, everybody loves Nickelback.
Oof, I agree.
They do.
This is how you remind me of what I really am.
Yes.
Not like you. It's sorry.
Sing it to me, Nico. Even if you don't know the words, it's
fine. There.
Guys, go do that tonight at the Coors Light Bird's Nest along with Cheyenne.
Come
please.
Hang out with me because I'm going to find my other personality tonight.
Oh, yeah.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.